Welcome back. We're here with another interview ahead of the Faction Players Championship for 2022, which is coming up at the end of January. It's a Highlander and Crimson Vow draft dual format event. We're going to train to some of the players in the lead up to it. So this time we have the man himself, Michael Hood. Welcome back to the show.
G'day, Ian. Hello, everyone. It's great to be back on this awesome podcast.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Definitely one of, I think, our more highly listened to episodes, and we had a lot of good feedback about it when we had you on.
Sweet.
So today we want to have a chat about you. Now, the first thing we normally ask is, how long have you been a part of the faction? Obviously for you, you are the founder of the faction, so you've been here right since the start.
Yep.
I think we've talked about this in a bit more depth in the other episode, but how long has that been roughly?
I think we started 2017 was our first official, I guess, year as the faction. So yeah, from day dot, really.
Yep. So very exciting. There have been a few faction majors now, right? So I think this is champs number 4, and we've had how many invitationals?
We have had 2 invitationals, and yeah, this is incorrect in our 4th faction championships. So yeah, I guess the 6th major, as I would call it. I know that I've heard a few people on the podcast kind of get a little bit confused between the champs and the invitational. And I guess the easiest way to remember the difference is basically the faction championships is just faction members only. And we might have the occasional special guest. The invitational is where we kind of obviously have all the faction people in, but we also extend that invite to the greater community. So yeah, no, it's a pretty exciting stuff. 6 majors in. After the last year, it's going to be great to actually have it.
Yeah, definitely really looking forward to it. What have your results been like in the 6 majors?
It started well in that I came 3rd in the first one. And I came at the first invitational, I top 8ed. I qualified 5th, but ended up getting knocked out in the quarterfinals to Dogan, which unfortunately pushed me down to 8th overall. The last couple of majors have been, I guess, kind of a little bit disappointing for me. I think between the last 2 majors, I've had a total of 7 winning in rounds to the top 8, and I have lost every single round. So I'm kind of been choking a little bit lately, starting off really strong in drafts, but then tapering off, especially in the construct portion of the event. So I've never finished too low. Like I've always finished kind of midfield or better. My form at the first 2 or 3 is probably a lot better than recent times. So yeah, looking forward to trying to break that really.
Yeah, I mean, on the positive side, very frustrating, but on the positive side, at least you are right on the door there, knocking down the door to get into these top 8s.
Yeah, no, definitely. My draft record's been great. I think I'm 11-5-2 in drafts overall in the faction majors, so including winning the last 2 drafts. So the draft form's definitely there, and it's been a little bit frustrating not making the top 8 in the last couple, because I know if I can make the top 8, I think I'm every bit the chance of winning the top 8 draft, but I just haven't been getting there, so that's been the frustrating part for me.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get in, that draft expertise will really pay you off, hopefully.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the plan. So, let's see how we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about on the other side, what's the events? So GPs, RPTQs, what sort of experience have you got with those?
Yeah, I've got a bit. I made a day 2 GP before. Came 41st has been my best result. Not for a few years, mind you, but that's been my best result in GPs. Finished fairly highly in the nationals. I've won a PPTQ and top 16 in the respective RTP. RTPQ, is it?
RPTQ, yep.
That's it. And my PPTQ form was really good. I think on my last count, if you don't include me scooping in teammates into positions where I was basically qualified in the top eight, I think I roughly top eighted my 50% of the PPTQs I was in. So the form's there, I think, but obviously it's been a few years since we had these kind of competitive events, and it's a little bit hard to kind of work out where that kind of lies in the whole scheme of things. Because in the last few years I've written up kind of the tournament, like reports basically before the champs on everyone's chances and giving them a profile on like previous results and form guides and all that. It's a little bit, and I'm kind of really rapt that you guys are doing this podcast special, because it kind of means that I probably don't have to do it now, but it'd be really tricky to kind of write that, being that kind of no one's had any real form besides the odd event in the last couple of years, just with how COVID's hit. So yeah, just I have no idea of how I'm going to go, and we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a very open field, as you say, without much of a form guide to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got two formats this year. We've got Highlander and we've got Crimson Veil Draft.
Yep.
You mentioned you are quite good at draft. Have you done many drafts of this format?
I've probably about 7 drafts in. And if I'm going to be completely honest, I haven't actually done that great with this draft. Usually with other drafts, I'm from the get-go, I'm usually doing pretty reasonable online, but this one, it's kind of eluded me a little bit, and I'm not exactly sure the reasons why, but I did the Good Games 1K event with 9 other faction members the other week. You can't really go too much on that form guide because it was basically a single elimination, but I lost that first round. I've kind of been looking, been playing Arena, and it's not exactly the best way of knowing your form guide, I guess. But even Arena usually only take me a couple of drafts to get seven wins, and I haven't done it yet, so I haven't done too badly, I guess. Be consistently getting like those 5 wins or so, but it's just something hasn't clicked with me with this draft yet, so I'm getting a rare bit of self doubt for myself.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. We got a couple more weeks to go, so still some time.
That's it.
On the other side, Highlander. I know you've played a fair bit of Highlander, is that right?
Yeah, it's been a little bit scattered, like in terms of, I like myself, it's no different to most of the people on the team, but I live a pretty busy lifestyle, so it's hard to get playing consistently. I tend to go in waves a little bit, but I have a little bit of Highlander experience, not heaps. Like I've only done kind of like the one official event in the store, but I've played a little bit, played casually with people in the team, so I think I know a little bit about it. I'm certainly not up there with the likes of yourself or your Waylands or your Trents, or even your Dan Papax in terms of how much I've played of it, but there'll be certainly quite a few members of the team that haven't really played any of it, so I kind of think I'm kind of smack bang in the middle of experience with the format in the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So it sounds like you've got a decent amount of experience then across both formats, which would put you in a good position, I think, in my mind at least. What do you think your chances are then? Is this the one where you break into the top 8?
Look, I certainly hope so. Kind of, if you look at the form guide of the faction champs, the past 3 winners have been kind of your old experienced masters of the team, in Shane, Dan Weeble, and Rob. And kind of I'm at that profile in the team of, one of the originals, kind of that kind of age group. So I'm hoping that, the kind of previous form guide rubs off me a little bit in that regard. But I think, I'm never unconfident, that's for sure. And I kind of go into these tournaments thinking I'm every bit as good a chance as anyone. I don't know about this year. I'm not 100% sure if I'm as confident this year as I have been in previous years. But I think that if I have an average draft and average Highlander, I could make top eight. But yeah, I've just been, it's been that inconsistency the last few. So I think if I was to rate my chances, I would say if I make the top eight, look out. But yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit of self-doubt with how many winning ins I've been losing lately. So yeah, we'll see how we go. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you have a good balance there. Some confidence, but also recognition that, you know, you do need some things to go right to actually top eight an event like this. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough field. Like, it is, I believe it's going into these faction championships, it's like going to quite a competitive PPTQ. As far as the level of opponents you've got, there's just no easy wins with the team. You know, there's the odd person in the team that doesn't really play much anymore. But even so, like, you know, if I was to talk about, you know, the chances of winning the tournament, I could probably name 10 or 11 players at least, which I could name, and people wouldn't batter an eyelid in terms of disagreeing with me. So it's wide open. As I said, there's going to be no easy round wins. And yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the bit I was looking forward to getting to with you, because this is the bit where I want you, we're going to have a talk about some of the other players. So if you're not winning it, who is?
Yeah, cool. I was actually thinking about this because I was kind of trying to think about what questions you could possibly pose at me. And I was thinking, I wanted to give really good answers in terms of have a real think about it. And I went over in my head, and I think that in order to win the championships, it's got to be someone that can win faction drafts. And I think that already eliminates maybe not quite half the field, but quite a few in itself. Like, a lot of the faction drafts we have are won by the same 10 or 12 people. And then I think you've also got to have a little bit of experience in Highlander as well. And when you think about all the names that kind of fit into both categories, it kind of maybe brings it down to like eight or so people that are really good chances. And I actually think that my pick to win the tournament, if it isn't me, is Yuen. I've often discussed how a lot of you as a player reminds me of Kyle. It's not just an age thing. And I think the thing that's kind of held you back is probably more not playing as much as, say, Kyle in the past. I think that you dominated the first few rounds of Faction Major at that second invitation. I think it was the second invitation or one of the invitationals, maybe the first invitational.
Definitely wasn't the second one I played. The second one I played went very poorly.
Yeah, no, it was the first one. I think you were the only one that was, what, 7-0 after day one?
That's correct. And playing Highlander for the first time. So
that's right.
I don't know how much of that is player skill, and there's a fair bit of luck going on.
But I think personally you're one of the best drafters in the team, and I think you're an even stronger constructed player. So my pick is actually you.
Well, thank you. That's high praise as well to be compared to Kyle as well. And yeah, so thank you for that. Who then is your dark horse pick?
Dark horse. Oh, I hadn't actually anticipated that. There is a lot of dark horses.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept because there's quite a lot of guys who, as we talked about, could win it. But who's your sneaky pick?
Look, usually I would say Rob. But, I mean, Rob won the last championship, so...
You are far from the first person to say Rob as their dark horse. And then also remember he is actually the defending champion. So maybe not actually a dark horse?
Yeah, no, exactly right. If he wasn't, then I would definitely say Rob, because I think Rob's a star player that probably doesn't quite get the respect from the community because he doesn't play as much, but he can be an absolute superstar player. I think the dark horse, you know what? I'm actually going to say I'm the dark horse to win this event.
I like that. I like that, actually.
Yeah, I think I probably get a little bit under the radar, but I think that I think I've definitely got the draft form, which makes me dangerous in the top eight. But I've also played a little bit of Highlander, which when I enter these majors, I basically generally don't play any cards, really.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the first time in a few years where I'm actually entering the event with any, like, with having practiced a little bit. And I'm sure in the next couple of weeks I'll be hitting the drafts pretty hard. So, yeah, I think I fly a little bit under the radar. So I think I'm going to say I'm the dark horse.
No, I like that. I think you make a good point about got some experience in both formats, feel very comfortable with drafts, which means you're a very good shot if you do get to that final table.
Yep.
So I like that. I like that. A little bit of betting on yourself there.
Thanks, mate.
And the last question at popular request or trance request a little bit, is Kyle going to win?
Kyle will not win. And I've thought about this quite a bit, and I'm actually going to give a bit of an in-depth answer to that. Kyle's issue with faction majors, and it's not talent, because he's one of the best players in Australia, and I don't think it's through lack of trying, Kyle plays Magic, so immediately he's passed half the team in that regard. I think Kyle actually is a little bit weak, is not the right word, but I think he's not quite as strong against fellow faction players. And I'm not exactly sure of the reason, but I know personally when I play Kyle in draft, for instance, I find myself fairly confident I'm going to win. So I guess I don't know I'm not exactly sure the reason, but, and Kyle would probably disagree with me, or he might, but I think the aura isn't quite there against fellow faction players. So I think he's beatable, and it's predominantly a draft tournament. And look, Kyle's still one of the strongest drafters on the team. But I think his chances go down a little bit because he's gettable when you play him in draft, especially if you're a fellow faction player. So I think his chances are as good as anyone, but there's just something that doesn't quite... Yeah, something in faction majors where he just doesn't quite play to his ability in the greater community. I don't know if that makes sense, and I'll probably be able to explain it better and then another day when I have time to think about it. But, I'm going to go with I don't think so. But I think he's going to eventually win one. I just don't know if it's going to be yet.
That's a really interesting point you make about his play against faction players versus other players. It's not something I had thought about before, but it makes sense. It sort of clicks and I go, yeah, that does make sense to me.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. There's... I don't know if it's hard to ever say Kyle's got any deficiencies to any part of his game because he's just an absolute superstar. If I have to say the one that might be a small thing, it might be his mental game. And I don't know if he just feels the pressure a little bit more against his peers. But maybe that's it. Maybe that's where I'm thinking. And if the first few faction majors, he actually did pretty bad. I'm not even bagging him out. The only reason why I'd even say this is because he's a star and he's come very close to winning the last couple. But his early form in the majors was pretty bad. He'd probably admit it. And it's picking up. I think he reached a semi recently. Not quite there yet, so we will see. I'm sure he's going to make me eat my words, though.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on. Before we go, have you got any final comments for the other players?
I should have prepared for this, but, I was saying on the chat how much I was going to crush everyone, and I jump on the podcast and starting to have a little bit of self-doubt, which is weird for me because I'm usually the most cocky, arrogant guy around. Final words is like, look, I will say this. Thank you, everyone, for making this event what it is. I'm going on a slightly different tack to probably everyone else, but I mean, Faction Champs was kind of my baby. This is the event which I pushed, and it's an event that you know, I've always wanted to make the cornerstone of the faction calendar, and it's real touching to see everyone else in the team kind of take it as seriously as I was hoping it would be taken. There's really no better feeling than beating your peers, in my opinion. It gives me the greatest sense of satisfaction. So I was hoping kind of that competitive rivalry in the team itself was enough to push us along, and I couldn't have wished for it to go any better. So thank you so much to everyone, and I'm going to kick all of your asses.
Nice to hear you go out on a note of a fighting note there. But you're right, it is a fantastic tournament, and thank you for all of the work that you've done, and you and Shane especially, in getting it together and getting it running and making it the fantastic event that it is.
No, thank you. And I'm absolutely pumped to hear this episode. It's we've had some great times before the championships, and I'll have the best time listening to this podcast. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. There will be more interviews coming, I'm sure. There are a lot of people for us to get to, so go give those a listen as well, and we'll be back then. Bye, Kyle.
See you later.